WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Monday. Welcome into a new week here on the program and a new day, the spookiest week of the year. Hope you're ready for all the spooky fun that'll be happening over the next 5 days. And hopefully you had some spooky fun over the weekend. I did, unexpectedly. Well, some expected, some unexpected. So I first of all, Friday night, we had a great time over at the Spooky Tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Got to try some great new stuff. Some Vion, like a cognac. The Deacon, which is a scotch. Got to try Ty Law's Corvus Vodka, which was really good. Something I don't usually drink, vodka. But anyway, great time over at the tasting. The next one is going to be November 8th. So keep that on your calendar. That's going to be the grand tasting. So we did that. And then on Saturday, I knew I was heading on over to the Middleborough Town Hall to help with some of the investigations they do there for the Middleborough Tourism Department. It's a fundraiser that they've done for the last couple of years. And that, you know, it basically just gets people in who have never done a paranormal investigation before. It gets them in and gets them some experience, some education on how to do that. And so it was two sessions, one at 7 p.m., one at 9 p.m. Both were great groups of people. Seemed like we had a few little things happen. But, you know, the important part is they got to explore the town hall, support the history, and learn a little bit about the paranormal. And then yesterday morning, I really didn't have any plans for yesterday. I figured I would, you know, relax, watch the Patriots, and I woke up early in the morning, and my friend texted me and said, "Do you want to go to Salem today?" And I said, "Are you serious? Salem in October, a week before Halloween?" And she was like, "Yeah, I haven't gone yet this year, and I want to go." So I was like, "You know what? I'll go. I got to do something spooky fun, something that doesn't just work." So we did. We had a great time. Got to see New Bedford's own rock star, Juliana Emeril of Band Inc. She was up there in her Halloween busker mode. So she's dressed as the Bride of Frankenstein while there was someone dressed as Frankenstein. They're doing photos with people. So we took photos with them. Very cool. And we really did enjoy the experience. It wasn't overwhelming. We found parking that supported local school kids. So we just parked there. I probably could have tried to find a public space, but I said, yeah, we don't want to spend too much time here, and this supports the kids. So we just parked in that lot, and then short walk over to everything. Wasn't too overly crowded, wasn't too overly crazy. I'm sure Saturday was much different. But so many of my friends were there at the same time, and we just didn't bump into each other. And then on the way home, stopped at the Kowloon, because who knows how many more chances we're going to get to go there. And my friend had never been. So just introduce one more person to the Kowloon. Meant to get a new Kowloon shirt too, and I forgot to grab one. I didn't really, none of the designs that they had really grabbed me, but. So today we will have City Council President Shane Burgo coming in the 8 o'clock hour, and we'll take your phone calls with him. Now, as you know, this segment is not a campaign segment. This segment is, as the city council president, he is afforded this time, as I've done with the past three other city council presidents, just one of them, Naomi Carney. She didn't have the ability to join us because of her work schedule. But I did have the offer out there for her. She knew it was there. She could take advantage of it anytime she had the chance. But Councilor Morad, when she was council president, she took advantage of it. And, you know, Councilor Abreu was the council president when I started doing the show, which was the 9 o'clock show then. So that's how we started doing the segment, because I felt that since the mayor gets an hour every week, it was important to also give the city council president the same hour. Well, not the same hour, but also an hour. But Council President Burgo has not had the chance to come on Chris's show because of his own schedule to campaign. I don't know if he has a plan to in the time that is left. So I'm going to ask him when he comes in. But if he doesn't have a plan to, then I'll say to him, you know, we can use some of this time today because all of his opponents have had the chance. So if he wants to state his case for re-election, we'll give him that opportunity. So I just want to be upfront with you. Like, generally, yes, I would say that is a no campaigning time slot, but also, like, we do need to give him equal time. So I'll give him that option when he comes in. If he's already got something planned with Chris and he's going to come on, that's all the better, because then everybody's kind of doing it in the same time slot, which is why we moved everything into that format, into that show. First of all, nobody does a better job at it than Chris, but also he has the time and the brain for it to be able to schedule everybody and get them equal time. Like, if I was in charge of that, it would be a mess because I've got a million other things going on. And, you know, it's just one more thing to keep track of. But because it's, you know, Chris's natural habitat is paying attention to politics. So it's always on his radar. It's always part of his day. So he keeps track of all of that. And again, you know, there's other counselors or maybe even other candidates for other positions who either couldn't go on with Chris or who wouldn't go on with Chris. And again, I'll remind you, you know, in fairness and in equal time, you can have the time on this show. The problem is I can't always give you the same equal time. That's the chance you're going to have to take, because I have the news, the half hour news. We're a little bit different format. We'll get more commercials in the morning. So I can offer you time, but it's not going to be 100% equal, but that's the decision that you'll make by not going on with Chris. And then we will also have today's edition of the Gen X Files coming up in the next hour. Don't forget, too, we also have both of our contests running through the end of this week. But today is going to be the last day to submit for... I can push off Scare Up South Coast another day, because I don't think I'm going to get a chance to get to that today, to put together the gallery for everybody to vote. But I'm going to do the Halloween today. So you have until the end of the show today, till 9 a.m. today, to get your pet photos in. And then I would say you have until the end of the show tomorrow to get your house photos in for Scare Up South Coast. So if you have taken photos of your pet and you want to show them off, you can easily do that on our WBSM.com website or the WBSM app on our Halloween page. It can be your dog in a costume this year. It can be a previous year. It can be a different kind of pet. It doesn't have to be a dog. It can be a cat. It can be if you somehow got a goldfish in a costume, whatever it is, just send it to me through that form at WBSM.com or on the WBSM app. And then we also, by the way, that's brought to you by Hiddenbrook Veterinary Services and Melissa's Pet Depot. And the winner will get a $200 gift card to Melissa's Pet Depot. And then if you have photos of your home, You can send that on the ScareUp South Coast page. Same idea, same form, but that's the ScareUp South Coast page. And that's brought to you by Cool Cone and Marion and the Last Round Bar and Grill in New Bedford. So you have until the end of today, well, the end of the show today, end of 9 a.m. today, to get in those Halloween pet photos. Then I'm going to turn off the submissions. And later on today, we'll have the photos out there for you to vote. And then tomorrow, by the end of the show, get me those ScareUp South Coast photos, and we'll put that out. And then the winner for both will be announced on Friday. As part of our big Halloween fun show, which I believe I'll be doing live from my room at the Daniel Webster Inn. In the haunted Fessenden House. I'm assuming they're putting me in the Fessenden House. They have the last couple of years. And that's where I had something happen. So I think I'll probably be in the same room. They sent me my reservation, but I didn't look to see if it said what room. And then I'll do the show right from there Friday morning. Because we've got an event there Thursday night. You can still get tickets to that on Eventbrite or on the Daniel Webster Inn website. By the way, that's D-A-N-L. There's no I-E. D-A-N-L, Webster Inn. And then, of course, tomorrow night is Pizza and the Paranormal at the Dipper Cafe in New Bedford. Josh and I haven't decided on a time, but I think I'm going to tell him it's 7 p.m. is when I'll start. Because I need time to leave here and get my screen and my projector and get over there and get it all set up. And so I think we'll, you know, you can get there early because it fills up fast. Last time we did it, we filled up the room and we had people that, you know, had to get turned away. So you want to get there early. Plus that gives you a chance to get your pizza ahead of time before everything starts. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll do Ghost of the Bridgewater Triangle is what Josh requested. And we'll have some fun. That's always a good one because I can have a beer or two during the presentation. So, and of course, I'll take your spooky stories all week. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll have some Halloween discussions. Taking a look at the forecast, though, it looks like Friday night's going to be 58 degrees with an early shower during the day. But that, you know, hopefully that clears up by the evening. When the kids are going to be heading out for trick-or-treat. Yeah, it's a forecast says AM shower. So it'll be 57 degrees during the day. It'd probably drop down to about 50 degrees by trick-or-treat time, 50 to 53 degrees. So it should be a perfect trick-or-treat kind of night. You know, you want those leaves to crunch as you're walking around. You want there to be that crisp air. But you also don't want to have to wear a jacket over your costume. It's always the worst. When your mom said, yeah, you can go out trick-or-treating, but you got to put a jacket on. What? Rambo doesn't wear a jacket. Batman doesn't wear a jacket. But looks like maybe this year you might get away with it without having it. All right, let me take my first break of the morning. 508-996-0500 is the number. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Life is filled with many paths. But for Native American children, the most important path is the one that leads them out of poverty.
It's a path that led me here to St. Joseph's Indian School.
And 96% of St. Joe's students graduate high school. That's 10% higher than the national average.
St. Joseph's Indian School is our path to a brighter future.
Learn more at stjo.org today.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Far away from me. You're so far away from me. so far, I just can't see. You're so far away from me.
All right, welcome back in. You're not too far away from me, though. And you're never too far from great health care. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and WBSM is teaming up with PrimaCare in an effort to prevent, identify, and cure a disease that strikes 1 in 8 women in the United States and also strikes less commonly in men. A simple mammogram can be your best weapon in the fight against breast cancer, allowing for early detection and the best chance for successful treatment. Breast self-examination should begin at age 20, with yearly breast exams from 20 to 39 and yearly mammography screenings from age 40 on. Awareness, detection, treatment, cure, that's the key to beating this disease. Breast Cancer Awareness Month on WBSM is brought to you by PrimaCare, by your side. And we'll be by your side coming up after the break as well. You know, we should probably dedicate some time, and we can do that this week, to people who want to share their stories of breast cancer survival. I was listening to a little bit of the Ken Pittman show. Ken had a sister in and all that she had gone through. And it was a fascinating discussion. You can catch it on the podcasts on the WBSM app or wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you are not listening to our Saturday shows live because you're doing, you know, other things or sleeping in or whatever else it may be, cooking breakfast for the family, then you can always listen to those podcasts anytime. One of the great features of the WBSM app, brought to you by South Coast Towing. Right now, though, it's time to go into the news and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts, who also has a daily podcast with your news every day. But here he is right now with the latest.
Kamala Harris hinting at a possible 2028 run. A final TikTok deal is close, and the Mega Millions jackpot climbs again.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the TikTok deal is set to be finalized when President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet this week. Bessent made the statement during an appearance on CBS's Face the Nation over the weekend, saying that all details are ironed out and that it'll be for the two leaders to consummate the transaction. This comes after President Trump signed an executive order last month to approve a deal that allows a Chinese company to sell the social media platform to a group of American investors. A new study from Rush University Medical Center indicates a Mediterranean diet could help prevent dementia. Researchers found that Mediterranean foods protect the hippocampus, a part of the brain that is crucial to memory. The project involved post-mortem examinations of the brains of 800 people who had consistently tracked their food intake in the years leading up to their deaths. They found those whose diets resembled the Mediterranean diet had healthier hippocampuses with less risk of cognitive decline and a lower likelihood of developing dementia. A penny shortage is affecting retailers nationwide.
You still might be able to get a penny for your thoughts, but they're in short supply at the register. The Treasury Department halted penny production in May, and the U.S. Mint cranked out its last batch of pennies in August. Now a growing number of convenience stores and major chains, including Kroger and Home Depot, report issues. The American Banking Association says about 250 billion pennies are still in circulation, but notes some localized supply issues. I'm Rob Martier.
Former Vice President Kamala Harris leaving the door open for a possible presidential bid in 2028. Harris teased a potential third run for the White House during an interview with the BBC. The former Democratic nominee said, quote, "I am not done," noting that she has lived her entire career as a life of service. Harris added that she has yet to make up her mind. The full BBC interview aired yesterday. A new study says fitness apps may be hurting your fitness journey.
The British Journal of Health Psychology reported that researchers found people feel a lot of blame and shame when using fitness apps, and these emotions can harm both motivation and health. The study analyzed nearly 14,000 posts about 5 popular fitness apps on X. The apps were MyFitnessPal, Strava, WW, Workouts by Muscle Booster, Fitness Coach and Diet, and Fit Coach. Results showed that users reported shame at having to log unhealthy foods, irritation at notifications to log calories or reduce sugar consumption, and disappointment at slow progress on targets set by the apps. I'm Jim Forbes.
An NYPD detective is dead in Colombia a week after undergoing cosmetic surgery there.
Detective Alicia Stone, a 40-year-old mother of three, was a 13-year veteran of the department assigned to internal affairs. The Daily News reports she was found unresponsive Thursday in her hotel room in Cali, Colombia, where she was recovering from liposuction and a butt lift. She was taken to the hospital, where she later died. Her husband described Stone as beautiful and a cop with the highest level of integrity. He wants an investigation. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Officials are warning Bay Area residents in California to be on the alert as an invasive species of mosquitoes is spreading.
The Aedes aegypti mosquito, which is capable of transmitting yellow fever, chikungunya, and Zika, has now been detected in at least 27 California counties. SF Gate says the aggressive day-biting mosquitoes first appeared in Contra Costa County in 2022 in Martinez, but resurfaced in Antioch earlier this month. They were most recently discovered in a new area in San Jose, which has experts concerned. They say report any sightings of mosquitoes with black and white stripes or bites that happen during the day to Vector Control. I'm Sharon Reardon.
The Mega Millions jackpot has soared to over $714 million. No tickets matched all six numbers in the weekend drawing, so the grand prize has surged past the $700 million mark. The next drawing happens tomorrow. Lottery officials say it's been almost exactly 7 years since the game's first ever billion-dollar jackpot was won in South Carolina. That happened on October 23rd, 2018.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Patriots earned a 32-13 victory over the Cleveland Browns yesterday afternoon. The Bruins are in Ottawa tonight, face off at 7:30.
Now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Dry weather continues for today. Mostly sunny this morning, turning partly sunny by the afternoon. High temps in the mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight, chilly. Late night temps down to 35. Clouds increasing on Tuesday. There may be a touch of drizzle by either late day or early evening. High temperatures again, mid-50s. Cloudy with some drizzle on Wednesday. Highs in the middle 50s. Steadier rain into Thursday. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Song of middle-aged white dudes, it'll never go to Africa, is the joke that they make about that song. But it's a great song anyway. Toto, fantastic band. And my friend actually went to Africa and got to climb Kilimanjaro to raise money for cancer research and wrote a book about it. And he said that song was a big motivator for him. So, hey, there you go. 508-996-0500. So we did have some tragic incidents over the weekend. We had some fatal crashes The first actually happened Friday morning. So Friday morning in Plymouth, there was a serious motor vehicle crash involving two vehicles with a male who was trapped inside the driver's seat in one of the vehicles. He was an 18-year-old, 18-year-old Matthew Wilson in Plymouth. And then there was a 16-year-old passenger in the other vehicle who was injured as well. No update on that person's condition or the other individual that was taken to the hospital in that crash as well. But it seems like the man who was killed, the young man who was killed, the 18-year-old, lost control of his vehicle and crashed into the other vehicle after crossing over the double line. But the crash remains under investigation. And then you had the story of the man who died in the Acushnet motorcycle crash, who has only been identified so far as a 27-year-old man. So we'll give you more information on those when we get them, but that's what we know at this point in time. There's also a story, too, where Saturday night at Canobie Lake Park, there were folks who got trapped on the Time Winder ride. They had 12 stuck riders. They had to call the fire department in with a tower truck to remove the riders. Nobody was hurt, but Canobie Lake Park said the ride experienced a power issue. And they said in a statement, they said the 12 riders who were approximately 30 feet in the air were removed by members of the Salem, New Hampshire Fire Department in conjunction with the parks maintenance team in accordance with park procedures. The attraction is currently closed until further notice. And it says that according to Canobie Lake Park's website, this is from WCVB, the ride has four rotating arms that spin in circular motions. So like an octopus, it sounds like. And an octopus, yeah, 30 feet in the air is, you know, pretty good, but it's not dangerously high. It's not like getting stuck at the top of a roller coaster, which has also happened there. Like as recently as Friday, October 17th. So the week before, the Untamed roller coaster stopped going up a hill and people on the ride had to be removed. And I actually went a few years ago. Well, it was a long time ago now. But it was my son's birthday when he was like 12. Now he's 21. But the Untamed, which is a roller coaster that instead of going up a hill, it goes up in a straight shot. So it's a 90-degree angle that you're sitting at when you're going up the first incline. And it got stuck the next day. Not the day that we were there, but it got stuck the next day in that position. I was like, well, good thing we didn't go, you know, good thing we went Saturday instead of Sunday. Because if we would have been, our luck, we would have been the ones that were on it at that time because we rode it the day before. But yeah, on that one, you get stuck with your back to the ground just facing up and then somebody's going to come and take you off the ride. And that's what happened. They couldn't move the carts, so they took the people off the ride and they had to like crawl out of a 90-degree angle to get into, you know, the bucket truck or whatever was bringing them down. So at least the folks that were on the Time Winder didn't have to go through that. And actually, there's been, so when Six Flags had one of its roller coasters that was supposed to not debut, it's because there was some issues with roller coasters from that company. And all the roller coaster Reddit boards were talking about it. And they said, you know, what's going on with, if they're all rides that are made by the same manufacturer. But we never really heard much more about it from Six Flags, except that, you know, that ride's coming next year now. So I don't know what that's all about, but at least now if you plan on riding the Sidewinder, I don't know how many more. They probably just have this weekend coming up and that's it. But it may be closed until further notice. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Morning.
Could I have the name of that book, the Kilimanjaro guy that you know?
Yes, give me one second. You think I'd remember it off the top of my head, but I don't.
That's all right. When did that come out? A while back?
A couple of years ago, yeah. So it's called The Call of Kilimanjaro.
Okay.
Finding Hope Above the Clouds is the subtitle.
Okay, well, I can't write that fast. Hang on. The Call of Kilimanjaro.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it?
Finding Hope Above the Clouds.
Finding Hope Above the Clouds. And the author?
Is Jeff Belanger.
Jeff Belanger. Yeah. That name sounds familiar to me, that last name. So, I know somebody by that name.
Yeah, and I've had him on the radio a lot talk about different things. He writes paranormal books. He was the writer for the Ghost Adventures show. His high school was Newtown. So after that happened, he was part of the Newtown. He helped found the Newtown Memorial Fund. So he's been involved with that. And so we've had him on here for a lot of different things over the years. We just had him on a couple of weeks ago. Him and Frank Grace wrote that book, and they did the book signing at Profile Tavern.
Yeah, well, I love books and stories like that. I don't know. One time when I was moving to a different place, I misplaced a box of some of my very favorite books. I had Miracle in the Andes. You know, that soccer team that they're playing with. I've been dying to get that book again, and I have to get it. I have read it so many times, and I don't know what my addiction is, but I love a story of survival, of what they went through and everything. Now, this guy, he climbed Kilimanjaro, really? I mean, does he talk about everything he went through, and how long did it take to get up there and everything, and how many were with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he describes the whole thing. So basically what happened was his brother was dying of cancer, and so that inspired him to do this because they do it as a fundraiser for cancer research, and you have to raise like so much money to foot your trip to go up there, and then you have to you have to make good on it because all these people pledged all this money, so you've got to make it to the top because these people are counting on you. And so he talks about what they ate. He talks about what the journey was like, but it's also about like what he kind of learned along the way. Yeah. I mean, he's a great writer. It's such a fascinating story.
So nothing dangerous happened, right?
Everybody they were with a guide. But it's kind of like he's just a regular dude from, Massachusetts who didn't think he would ever climb the second highest peak in the world, but here he is doing it with really very minimal training. He went and climbed Mount Greylock a couple times and a couple of other New England mountains, but he really wasn't a mountain climber. He didn't really have that experience.
Oh, I love stories like that. I also had a book that I lost in the same box. I don't even remember the name of it. I'm going to have to look it up. But it goes way back, Donner Pass, the pioneers that were coming through. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and how they were eating pemmican and eating each other, actually. I just love stories of survival like that. So I've got to get that one back again, too. There's nothing like reading a book that you can hold in your hand. I just think of going online and no. I have to have a book that I can hold in my hand and smell it and turn the pages and everything else.
You know what I have realized, though, as I'm getting older? I definitely prefer paperbacks to hardcovers.
Yeah, something to look forward to. You're drinking your coffee, you're holding the book. It's the whole ambiance of the whole thing.
I'm reading a book now on the cars. And it's a hardcover. It just came out. And I'm like, man, I wish I had waited till this came out in paperback. It'd be easier to hold.
About the Cars, the band?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's already, I'm only maybe about 100 pages in, and it's already awesome. I love it.
What else have you got about survival stories? That McCandless guy that died in the woods on that bus or something?
Yeah, I usually only read books about people who didn't survive. I read books about ghosts.
Well, McCandless didn't survive. That young man, what's his name? Christopher? What? I don't know. His last name was McCandless, and he went out into the woods, and he was trying to survive the hard way,
And they found him dead. He found an abandoned bus. He was freezing. He got into it. He was supposed to be back by a certain time, and then they went searching for him. And I'm surprised it's not clicking into your head. You never heard this before?
No.
McCann, I think it's M-C-C-A-N-D-L-E-S, McCandless, something like that. And I forgot his first name. But he went out into the wilderness. He just had felt that he had to do this thing, and he went and did. Like some people, but I guess it's an illness in the head somehow. Some people have the urge to go out in the middle of the street and lie down in the middle of the street while these cars are going by. I mean, I read about these afflictions that people get for some reason. I don't know. But this young man, they made a movie about him, and they wrote a book about him. I forget who the star was that plays his part, but it was very good. As soon as I heard you mention that Kilimanjaro, I had a call because that did it. I'm not go get it today, but I'm going to get it maybe within 2 weeks. Like Amazon, can I go to the bookstore and get that?
Yeah, Barnes & Noble might have it in Dartmouth.
Oh, Barnes & Noble. Okay, that's good.
If they don't have it, they can probably order it. I read it before it was published. I got to read one of the advanced versions of it, so it was great.
Well, that's good.
And I know the guy, so it was like, you know, I thought I knew everything there was to know about him, but you really kind of get inside his mind, and you know, it's very fascinating.
When you're gonna have him back?
I don't know. Well, he just put out a book, so it'll probably be a while before he puts out anything else. But he's always working on different stuff.
When did you have him? I must have missed that. Maybe it was before I really started calling you. I don't know.
Beginning of September, because they did that book signing, I think, the second weekend of September.
Are you talking this year?
Yeah.
This September? I missed that?
Yeah, we had Jeff and Frank talking about their book. Well, they weren't talking about the Kilimanjaro book. They were talking about their book, Wicked Strange, which is, you know, the book that they put out with the ghost stories.
Maybe. Or I must have been at the doctor, so I wouldn't have missed that. I would have commented. I would have called about it after, because I like stuff like he talked about the book and what he did.
Not about this one. He did an interview with Phil back when this book came out, which you can still find online. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Hmm. Well, thank you.
All right. You have a good day. Take it easy. Bye-bye. All right. I got to get a break in here. Let me do that. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Starting your day the right way with the Tim Weisberg Show. Mornings on WBSM.
And welcome back in. You know, you might be thinking with your time spent, you know, outdoors, maybe you got some outside time this weekend. You know, you might be thinking, oh, this is great. This is going to last forever, but it's not. Eventually, it's going to be too cold to go outside and do stuff in the weekend. You're going to be spending a lot of time indoors, and maybe you're going to be spending a lot of time cooking and hanging out in the kitchen. And you might say, well, this kitchen's just feeling drab. We need something to kind of spice it up a little bit. Well, Precision Window and Kitchen has all new color and styles of cabinetry to choose from. So you could really have something vibrant and new and different in your kitchen that you don't even know exists yet because you haven't gone to see the all new colors and styles of cabinetry available at precisionwindowandkitchen.com and in their showroom at 1111 Acushnet Avenue. They also have all different types of countertops and hardware you can select to make your kitchen the perfect design. And now is the time to do it because you're going to be spending a lot of time indoors in the coming months. Get your kitchen done the way you want it to look. And then, of course, they also supply and install windows, doors, and more. Precision Window and Kitchen, again, 1111 Acushnet Avenue in New Bedford. But check out their website, precisionwindowandkitchen.com. That's where you can find everything. And you can give them a call to 508-990-3576. That's 508-990-3576. I got to get one more quick break in here. We'll be right back. All right. That is going to do it for the first hour of today. Coming up, we've got our next hour. We'll also have our Gen X files for you coming up after the 7:30 news, all the pop culture news from today. And then, of course, in the 8 o'clock hour, New Bedford City Council President Shane Berger will be here with us taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. And we'll also take app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app.